Amen, amen, amen. I want you to open your Bibles this morning to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Recently, over these last couple of weeks, I have been confessing this scripture. And as I was preparing for today's service, the Lord really had me hone in on this and share some things with you about just what I have been doing in terms of declaring this and confessing this and receiving from the Lord about this. But Ephesians 6, verse 10, let's read it together. Ready? Let's read. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let's go on to verse 11, too. That's a good one. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Well, the Lord has had me confessing this verse 10, and I've just been saying this over and over to myself. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Say that with me. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Say it again. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. One more time. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I've just been declared, the Lord has led me to do that. He's just having me say that over myself. I'm strong in the Lord. I am strong in him. And I'm strong in the power of his might. When it says there, finally, my brethren, what he's saying there really is most importantly, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. Listen to what the Amplified translation of verse 10 says. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. I really like that. Be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union. That's how we are strong in him. We are empowered through our union with him. Then it says, draw your strength from him. Draw your strength, that strength which his boundless might, that boundless means there's no boundaries whatsoever. There's no limit to what he has for us. No limit to what his might provides for us. So let me make this statement to you. The stronger we are in Christ, the more successful we will be at overcoming every challenge and receiving the fulfillment of every faith project. The stronger that we are in Christ, the more successful we will be at overcoming, first of all, every challenge, and then receiving the fulfillment of every faith project. Say, I am strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. Let the weak say, I am strong. Give God praise for that this morning. Glory to God. Open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs 18. The Lord really put this on my heart and I've been digging into it lately. It's something that I have studied out before. I have preached this even before. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to go back on those things that we've talked about and review them and go back over them again. And I really believe this is very important. This is very important for us. I know that everybody in here has faith projects, things that you're believing for in your life. And the stronger you are in him, the easier it is going to be able to lay hold of that which you are believing for, to get rid of all the weakness in our lives. So that we are strong on the inside and in the power of God's might. So in Proverbs chapter 18, and look with me at verse 14, it says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Now the Amplified translation of this is what we're really looking at, and it really clarifies a couple of things to us. The Amplified Bible says this, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit who can raise up or bear? The strong spirit of a man, the strong spirit. of a man sustains him in bodily pain or in trouble. But a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? So to me, it appears that to develop a strong spirit would be a most important thing to do, as opposed to allowing weakness to take over. I'll read this to you. Every believer has the same capacity to walk in a greater place of spiritual strength. Every one of us. Every one of us has the capacity to walk in a place of spiritual strength. And that spiritual strength can grow on the inside of us. It can get stronger and stronger and stronger. In the same way, a person can get weaker and weaker and weaker. So I choose to be stronger. There's a lot of things going on in our lives. We're pastoring the church, leading the ministry, leading the Bible school, traveling, doing all sorts of things. We have family. And so it's better to be strong in Him. Why is that? To be able to handle the impact of whatever comes at you. Whatever it is that's trying to come against you, the stronger you are in your spirit man, the easier it's going to be able to handle the things that go on in our lives. And there is the increased capacity of being able to handle more. I mean, have we ever gotten to the place where saying, I can't handle one more thing? It's just piled up. Remember we talked about the pileup effect. I can't handle one more thing. I can't take one more thing. I'm so overwhelmed by what's going around me. But the stronger you are in Him, the more you are able to handle the things that you're facing. I look back over the years in my experience as being a believer. And I was born again during the 70s, and all these years I've been growing in Him, getting stronger and stronger. And I can look back at things that went on years ago that I worried about, I was so concerned about, I was so overwhelmed over. And today, they're nothing at all. It's a small thing. It's a small thing. Well, what has happened? I've grown, I've matured, and I've kept myself focused on building up my spirit man. Listening to the Word, acting on the Word, meditating on the Word of God. So we have the capacity to walk in a greater place of spiritual strength, but I'll tell you what it takes. Do you want to know what it takes to do that? It takes developing a strong spirit. You have to develop a strong spirit. The developing of a strong spirit is a concept that I first heard some years ago. And it was actually through a series of messages that Brother Keith Moore taught on how to develop a strong spirit. And you can get that. That's available on their website. All of their messages are out there. And you can go to More Life Ministries and you can get, I think it's 5 or 6 messages that he taught on this. And when I first started listening to them, it really did something to the inside of me. It really spoke to my heart about some things that I needed to do, some things that needed to be done. And I've heard others, Brother Copeland has taught this, the developing of the recreated human spirit. That's one of the things that he has taught over the years, how to develop the recreated human spirit. How do we develop our spirit man? And so I listened to those messages and then I prepared them for church. I came in and I taught them some years ago in church. And then Glory and I did a 2-week series called Developing a Strong Spirit. There's the study guide. Can you get a close up of that? There's the study guide. I've been looking through it and just reviewing some things about it. And this morning I just stood in the mirror. Now I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I'm getting stronger. You hear me? I said, you hear me? I'm getting stronger. Spiritually, I'm getting stronger. And the Lord told me, He said, put this up to a mirror and see what this looks like. He said, that's a picture of what the devil sees in you. That's me. That's who I am. That's what I do. And I'm getting stronger in it. So you can do further study with this. Again, these outlines and all the videos are available on KCM. You can go to Keith Moore Ministries. But let me give you Just some highlights of what I've learned about the developing of a strong spirit. First of all, let me give you a quote from Brother Keith Moore. A strong spirit will get you through anything. A strong spirit will get you through anything. Whatever's going on, whatever's happening, the stronger your spirit is, the more you are able to stand up against it. You are able to, as I said before, you can withstand the impact. You know, they build buildings in San Francisco a certain way. They build them to withstand an earthquake. And there are buildings that stand. There have been earthquakes that have hit San Francisco, and there will be buildings that will stand right in the midst of it. Why? Because those buildings were designed specifically to handle the impact of an earthquake. Well, there are certain things that we can do to withstand the impact of anything that tries to hit us. And I'll show you something. Turn to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. I just thought about this one. In Luke chapter 6, now here's a picture of the difference between an individual with a weak spirit and an individual with a strong spirit. Luke chapter 6, and look with me at verse 46. Talking about withstanding impact. No matter what it is, the devil's out there. He's trying to stop us. He's trying to overwhelm you. He's trying to run you over. He's trying to stop the word from going in and the word from going out. But the stronger that you and I are, the more we are able to withstand the enemy, withstand his strategies, and stand up to him, take our authority and say, no, get out of my garden. What Adam should have said to him. But we can do it. And there's a force on the inside that can be developed, and it can be fed, and it can be strengthened. And we can reach new places that we've never reached before in the ability to believe God like we've never believed before. There are things that I'm able to believe Him for now that I wasn't able to believe Him for 10, 20, or even 30 years ago. I've developed, I've changed. I've developed on the inside, and I've seen the faithfulness of God over and over and over again. And that faithfulness of God has built that strength on the inside that I've seen it so much that I am confident in Him. There is something about walking in a confidence in Him, a confidence in His Word. I am confident in what He said. It's going to come to pass. I'm going to see it happen. I see it with the eye of faith. Well, looking at the difference between a strong spirit and a weak spirit, it says in verse 46 of Luke 6, 46, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say, or do not act on the word? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He's like a man which built a house and dug deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and it could not shake it. It was founded upon a rock. That storm could not shake the house. But as I've studied this out before, I can see he had a next door neighbor. And this is interesting to me because I've seen this. Maybe you've seen this picture. Years ago, there was a hurricane. I believe it went through Florida. And there were a lot of houses, especially in this beach area, wiped them all out except for one. Have you ever seen that picture? If you haven't, you ought to Google it and look at it. And everything else is wiped out around it, except that one house is standing. And it makes me think about this. It makes me think about this scripture because in verse 49, but he that heareth and doeth not is like the man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth against which the storm, different results. Same storm, same conditions, different results. That is a difference, and I'll finish this out. The storm beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. What am I looking at here? The picture. Oh, you found the... Krista, is that you? Take money out of my wallet and give it to Krista. I'm looking. There it is right there. There it is right there. And I believe in the midst of whatever is going on in our lives, the stronger we are in Him, the more we are able to withstand whatever the devil throws at us. And you can get to the place where when he puts the squeeze on you, the only thing that comes out is the Word of God. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Glory to God. So really, being strong in the Lord it's like a shock absorber. Imagine a car without a shock absorber and what kind of a ride that would be. You'd be thrown all over the place. But that shock absorber will absorb whatever it is. And the stronger you are, the easier it will be to be able to do whatever you need to do. And I'll use this illustration, working out in the gym. Working out in the gym. And I've been faithfully working out in the gym for 7 years. I have one of our security department staff here working with me. And I've been very diligent with it for the past 7 years. I've always wanted to do that, to train myself, to get stronger. And there are things I can do in the gym right now that I could not do 7 years ago. There are things that I'm able to do and things that I have been taught to be able to do that and to lift heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier weight. Well, that's the same thing spiritually. When you develop yourself in the development of your spirit man, then you are able to do heavy lifting. Heavy faith lifting. Amen. See, it doesn't look impossible to you. There'll be a weight that I'll look at that at one time was impossible. It was hard. It was really hard. And I look at that same weight and it's really easy. And that's the same thing with the development of your spirit man. The more you develop in that and the more you feed on the, and I'll tell you a few things that just the takeaway things today that you can start working on this right away. But the stronger you are, the more you're able to stand up against whatever it is that is coming against you. And the strength of the Lord. I was looking at a scripture a little while ago about I was strengthened with His strength. That's what I want. That's what I want. Because the weaker you are and the more tired you are, then you are bait for the devil to run over you. And you are not to be bait for the devil. You are not to be run over. You are to stand and take your authority and believe God and receive what rightfully belongs to you. So Brother Keith said, a strong spirit will get you through anything. You name it, a strong spirit will get you through it. That strength on the inside. And let me read a couple of notes to you. These are just a compilation of some things that I've written over the years about it. A strong spirit will help us overcome physical attacks, financial problems, relational difficulties, job, career, or ministerial setbacks, emotional challenges, and everything else the devil throws our way. That's what a strong spirit. Strong spirit will help you overcome every one of those. Every one. A physical attack. You take somebody who has developed their spirit to the degree where they are strong. And any kind of flu or sickness tries to attach itself to them, that spirit man will rise up and it'll be a force that forces that thing out of them. Whatever it is, the stronger we are, the more there is going to be resistance towards the devil. Resistance towards what he's trying to do to us. Here's another one. God's word in us, and that's the key, in us, will build a barrier, a force field, a wall of protection around us so that when the storms hit, we stand like a rock, unshaken and unmovable. Now that's a picture. Turn over to the 112th Psalm, Psalm 112. That is a picture of what we call the individual with the established heart. The established heart, and that's what it is. This really is, the 112th Psalm is a description of an individual who is strong in the Lord and in the power of their might. And this is something that you can begin right now. This is something that you can start right now. Because several weeks ago, I was monitoring myself. Symptoms were trying to come on me. And I had to take my stand. And there were several days, there was one day in particular, I slept like a whole afternoon. And I'm thinking about these things and I'm thinking, Lord, I need to take some time. I need to build up my spirit man. I need to get stronger in this. Because when there is a constant pressure against you and you're not taking the time to be able to feed on the word, that's why I'm glad you're here today. I'm so glad you came to church today. I'm so glad you're able to watch us today. Because it's important that you be fed. And if there's one thing that a pastor does for his congregation, I prepare a meal. I'm cooking that meal. It's simmering on the inside all week. Then I get to Saturday and I get in the kitchen and I start cooking. Now you wouldn't want to eat my natural cooking, but you, my spiritual cooking. And I cook up that meal. And then I come in and I start serving it out there. And what it's doing, it's nourishing you in the Lord. It's building you up. It's encouraging you. Because I know some of you came in here today and some of you were fighting that weakness in your thinking, that weakness in your body. You're thinking to yourself, we got all this going on around us. What are we going to do? We're going to develop a strong spirit. That's what we're going to do. A strong spirit will fight sickness. It will fight attack. It'll literally fight against thoughts of failure in the middle of the night, to where the stronger you are. And I've been saying this over myself. I am a strong spirit. I'm a spirit being. I'm a strong spirit. I have a strong soul. I have a strong mind. My emotions are strong. And I live in a strong body. And I've just been saying that to myself over and over and over again. I have a strong spirit, strong spirit. I have a strong soul. My emotions are strong. My mind is strong. My focus is strong. And I live in a strong body. This is a strong body. And I'm not just talking about a physically strong body. I'm talking about this body is strong. It will repel disease. And anything that tries to attach itself to my body, it is not allowed to stay. Not allowed. Get out. Rah! And that's the image that you have to have in the 112th Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation shall be of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. See, this is the individual who has developed themselves in the word. Verse 4, under the upright there arises light in the darkness. He's gracious. He's full of compassion and righteous. You know something? Somebody with a strong spirit does not get offended. And somebody with a strong spirit does not have a victim mentality. Oh, they're out to get me. They're out to get me. I like what Mylon Lefevre has. He's got reverse paranoia. Everyone's out to bless him. Verse 5, a good man shows favor and he lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Now listen to this. Verse 6, surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. Say, I shall not be moved. I am not afraid of evil tidings. My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. My heart is established. I shall not be afraid. I have a strong spirit. Praise break, praise break, praise break. Glory to God. Praise God. Our spirit can become so rooted, grounded, established in the word that we are able to repel disease, stop care, resist sin, override doubt, dissolve offense, and block pressure. We can build up our spiritual immune system. We have an immune system, not only a physical immune system, but a spiritual immune system. And we can build up our spiritual immune system to such a degree that sickness cannot penetrate it, discouragement cannot sway it, fear cannot stop it, bad news cannot move it, and adversity cannot affect it. That's what's available to us. Now, let me read something to you, and you can write this down. I'll give you, there are three benefits to developing a strong spirit. You can write these down. Three benefits to developing a strong spirit. Number one, a strong spirit will help us receive from God. A strong spirit will help us receive from God. The stronger you are on the inside, through the Word, the easier it is to receive what you're believing for. And I'm going to give you a profound quote from Brother Keith Moore. He said, "You can't catch much with a Snoopy fishing pole." I remember growing up on the East Coast. When I was a kid, I would go fishing with my grandfather. And it was really fascinating to me because my grandfather was a fisherman. I had an uncle who was a professional fisherman. He went into these championships and competed. And I would, as a kid, I would look at the wall of poles that were up there. They were huge. They were huge because when they would go out fishing, they would go fishing for bass that would be about as tall as me. Huge, huge fish. And I used to stare as a kid looking up at all of those fishing poles. And they were hard for me to pick up. They were so heavy. The reels on some of those were like this big, gigantic, gigantic. The length of them, I could not pick that up and try to cast it. The line of it was so thick. It was so thick. Compared to my little pole that I had as a child. And the whole point of this is, the stronger your spirit is, the easier it is to receive what you need. The stronger your spirit is, the easier it is to receive what you need. So going back to the analogy of the fishing poles, those big fishing poles, those would catch some big fish. Big fish, but you can't catch a big fish with a Snoopy pole. About that big is about as far as you can go. But with that bigger pole and with that thicker line and with that huge reel. And have you seen that before? You've seen people. I mean, my aunt went fishing in Florida one time, brought back a swordfish, gigantic swordfish. And they mounted that thing, put it up on the wall. It was massive. But if you could see what they were using, and they were on a fishing boat and they had it stuck into that holder to where, you know, and then they were strapped in. Now, that's some kind of fishing. That is much bigger than minnow fishing. And I'm telling you spiritually, that's what we can do. The stronger your spirit, the bigger the fish. You hear me? The stronger the spirit, the bigger you are able to believe God for the things that are necessary and for the things that you are desiring to. But you just can't jump off and do that. You've got to do what it takes to be able to do that. So the stronger your spirit, the easier it is to receive what you need. So that's the first benefit of developing a strong spirit. Second one is a strong spirit will help us hold on to what we receive. A strong spirit will help us hold on to what we receive. There have been many times when people have gone into a service and they've gone through a healing line. And they receive their healing and they're all excited and they're thrilled about it. And then they go home and a few days later, it's back. And then they think, well, I guess it didn't work. I guess that didn't really happen. That guy was a fraud, whatever. It wasn't his fault. It was their fault. And the fault being is what we have to do. And when I say their fault, our fault, what we have to do is look at this differently. That as you develop a strong spirit, that strong spirit will give you the ability to hold on to what you have believed for. and not let it go. Not release it. When I do training in the gym, sometimes my trainer will have me holding the weights. And maybe toward the last few reps of the last few weights or the last set that I do, he'll have me do something and then he'll go, hold it right there. Hold it. So I'm sitting there just holding that weight. Hold it, 5 seconds. Well, that's the whole thing spiritually about being strong in the Lord, being able to hold on to what God has given to you, specifically where healing is concerned, to be able to hold on to that. Hold on to it. It says in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. When you're in a weakened condition, it is so easy to throw away your confession. It is so easy to cast down that confession and just give in. But listen, the stronger you are, you won't put up with the devil's stuff. You know that what you speak out of your mouth is a weapon. It is a weapon, and it changes things, and it changes you, and it changes circumstances. And what he's saying in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. Don't let go. Don't let go of what belongs to you. The stronger our spirit, the easier it is to hold on to whatever it is. And the devil cannot steal from us when our spiritual grip is strong. And that's what it is. It's a spiritual grip. It's the bulldog faith that we've talked about before, where a bulldog will bite down on that bone and won't let go. And we have to do the same thing with the Word of God. We bite down on the Word of God and we will not let go. We will not give in. We will not quit. We will not fail. We will not let go of what rightfully belongs to us. So a strong spirit will help us hold on to what we receive. Then, number three, a strong spirit will help us resist the devil in temptation. A strong spirit will help us resist the devil in temptation. Now, let me give you a couple of scripture references. Ezekiel 16:30 says this, how weak is thine heart, saith the Lord God, seeing thou doest all these things. How weak is your heart seeing that you do this or you succumb to that or you do that or you're tempted by that and you step into it? How weak is our spirit? The stronger our spirit is, we are able to resist temptation. And the Lord ministered to me about Luke 4. Jesus' spirit must have been strong. Why? In the wilderness, he said no to all of the devil's temptations. So Jesus' spirit was strong. It was strong. And he said no to the devil. And then Ephesians 6, verses 10 and 11, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And the Amplified Bible says, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, so that you can successfully stand up against the devil, that he cannot intimidate you. He cannot bully you. And really, that's what he does. That's what he does. And we have to get to a place in our lives. I refuse to fear the devil. I refuse it. I've got dominion and authority over him. And he shrinks at my sight because I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. All right, I want you to write this down. And this is like 2 weeks of teaching that Glory and I did, but I'm compacting it, and I just felt led to compact it for you to begin to launch you into what you need to do to get strong. So here, 3 ways to develop a strong spirit. You ready? Ready? Okay, 3 ways to develop a strong spirit. Now, I compare it to a physical body and the development of the physical body, and it's very simple. Diet, rest, and exercise. Diet, rest, and exercise. So number one is diet. Feeding on the Word strengthens our spirit. Feeding on the Word strengthens our spirit. Even as you're sitting here right now, you're getting strong. You're hearing the Word preached. The Word of God is being delivered. And the Word of God is going down into your spirit if you're receiving it, if you're taking it. If you're saying, yes, I believe that, Pastor, I take that, I want that, I want that. But the Word of God is being preached. The Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's coming through my being. It's being spoken over you. And that Word is creating faith on the inside. It's creating faith for you to believe that you can make it. It's creating faith on the inside that you don't have to bow down to what the devil's trying to do to you. It's creating that on the inside. So we have to consider our diet. Feeding on the Word strengthens our spirit. We must feed our spirit faith food in order to be strong. And I like what Rick Renner said to me some years ago. The Lord said this to him, no Word, no breakfast. He has to have the Word first, and then he eats his breakfast. He has to eat the Word first, and then he eats his breakfast. God's Word contains the proper nutrients for a strong spirit. God's Word contains in it the proper nutrients, everything that it takes to make you strong. Not living off of a diet of spiritual ice cream. Not feeding on television, feeding on videos, feeding on all of that, but feeding. If you want the ultimate prize, then there's some stuff you're going to just have to cut out of your life. Just get it out. Move it out. Strip away everything that holds you back and holds you down. How serious are you about this? I'm pretty serious about it. I'm very serious about it. Because as the CEO of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the pastor of EMIC, and the vice president of Kenneth Copeland Bible College, the president sitting right over here, there's a lot we're believing for. There's a lot we're standing for. There's a lot going on around here. And if you weren't strong in the Lord, it would absolutely run you over. But I refuse to get run over. Because I see it. I see it with the eye of faith. I see it done with the eye of faith. Every time just about Terry and I come driving on the property, we are spiritually building buildings. We're building new studios, Gene. We're building facilities. You know, there was a thought that came. I was thinking about Billy Burke coming the week after next. And I don't know where I may have heard this on TV or something, but I just heard the phrase Miracle City. Miracle City. I went, hey, I like that. Miracle City. So I think there needs to be a building, Miracle City, where all we do in there is just lay hands on the sick and minister to people. But you see, to be able to see that and do that, we just have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Listen to this. I'll read you a couple of scriptures. Matthew 4:4, write this down from the Amplified Translation. Man shall not live and be upheld and sustained by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. We are sustained by the Word of God. Sustained by the Word. In 1 Timothy 4:6, the Good News Bible, feed yourself spiritually on the words of faith and of the true teaching which you have followed. Feed yourself spiritually. That's why we read our scriptures every morning. That's why we watch the Victory Channel, feeding our faith, keeping the Word of God. We listen to the Word every night when we go to bed. Keep that Word going. What are we doing? We feed ourselves spiritually on the words of faith and of the true teaching which we have followed. Psalm 119. I'm almost done here, Terry. So as I finish up, you'll come up and wrap it up for me, because I know you have something you need to say. Okay, Psalm 119:28 in the Amplified Translation. Raise me up and strengthen me according to the promises of your word. The promises of the Word of God will raise you up and strengthen you. They'll strengthen you. In Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and you could really say faith comes by feeding and feeding and feeding and feeding, feeding on the Word of God. So diet. Got to feed on the Word. Rest. Resting in the Lord strengthens our spirit. In Isaiah 40:29, He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait upon the Lord, or you could say they're those who rest in the Lord. Those who rest in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. Diet, rest, and exercise. Exercise. Exercising our faith in God's word strengthens our spirit. James 1:22 in the NIV translation, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Don't be hearers only, but be a doer of the word of God. If you want to develop a stronger, more robust faith in a particular area, you must feed on the word and then exercise your faith in that word. Like Brother Keith, come on up here, Terry. Like Brother Keith said, when he was working at Kenneth Hagin Ministries and he was tasked with watching all of Brother Hagin's healing videos, he'd watch those videos and just watch him and watch him and watch him. And all of a sudden, he found himself in a place where his faith developed and he was healed. He was well. He thought, now if that'll happen with healing, I'll bet that'll happen with prosperity. So he just started devouring and listening to and listening to. And you have muscles to be developed. You can develop your forgiveness muscle. You can develop your forgiveness muscle to where you can come to a place where you don't hold on to anything against anybody. So you are strengthened in that. We exercise our spirit by what? Meditating on the word, thinking on the word of God, speaking the word of God, and acting on the word of God. The very thing that God told Joshua in Joshua 1:8. For him to be successful in what he was doing. And I'll just throw this in. Here, come stand with me. I'll just throw this in here. 1 Corinthians 14:4. One of the greatest spiritual exercises is praying in tongues. Oh, I do that a lot. I do that a lot. It says in verse 14 of 1 Corinthians 14, it should be 14:4. He who speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Strengthens himself. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, builds himself up, and charges himself up like a battery. Like a battery. Jude 20, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. So before we read our declaration of faith, what have you got, Pastor Terry? Tell us.
Kit, come on up here for a moment. Yeah, you. That's your name, right? Okay. Did you have to check? Is that okay? So there are lots of, hold that, Pastor. Oh. Come just stand over here for a minute. Just stand and watch. So it's where everybody can see us, Pastor. Okay. So when you're really, really weak, if you say somebody that's really sick and they're so weak and you try to give them something, would you give me that Bible, please? Just give it to me. I'm too weak to lift my hands to take it. But I get a little something to eat. Just a little something to eat. Try to give it to me again. Get a little more to eat. But I keep eating, breathing, getting rest, and I get a little more to eat. Now it's good. Okay. But then the devil comes. In Mark chapter 4, it says he comes to steal the word.
Oh, you want to use him?
No, not yet. I'm sorry. You get to be dual purpose. I didn't have the strength to hold on to what he gave me. Sometimes it takes it away before it even has time to show up. You got things many times, and you didn't even know you had it because he took it away from you before you even realized it. So what am I going to do? I call a friend. I call my faith buddy. Could be a faith buddy in your house. Could be your best girlfriend, best boyfriend. Could be your spouse. Could be an elder of the church, and you call them in to come and help you. Now, they're going to help me hold on to what belongs to me and take it. And the devil's going to come and try to take it from me. But my faith buddy is not going to let him take it from me. But there comes a time when it's not just about faith buddy. And maybe faith buddy's not available. But there comes a time when you grow and you grow and depend. And you know, the thing about spiritual food, Jesus said, it's not only what goes in, but it's what comes out. Not only what goes in, but it's what comes out. Faith comes by hearing. But faith is exercised and released by what we say. A lot of people hear and hear and hear and hear. Glory to God for lots and lots of hearing. But if you never exercise what you've heard and exercise the faith that comes by what you've heard, then you'll never be strengthened in it either. You hear and you'll be deceived. And you blame the pastor, or you blame Brother Copeland. I don't know, maybe blame God. This stuff doesn't work. No, you didn't work it. What happens to the person that eats and never does? What happens to the person that eats and never moves, never exercises, never works it, never exercises spiritually? Praise is spiritual exercise. Speaking the word is spiritual exercise. Praying in other tongues is spiritual exercise. Fellowshipping around the word of God is spiritual exercise, exercise, exercise. And the Bible says then that we labor to enter in the rest. Resting is so important, but in spiritual things in particular, if you haven't labored first by what you take in, and by what you put out your mouth and the actions that you take, you can't develop to the place of rest. Resting in the Lord is often one of the greatest challenges we have. Resting in the Lord, it is that place of holding on to what the devil is trying to take from you. Holding on to it, which is what? Your peace. Peace that passes understanding, and not letting him have it. Did you see how I did that, Pastor George? So just kidding. I think he was showing me just a little favor is what I'm thinking. But do you see what I mean? That resting in the Lord, we labor, we take the strong stand. And as we labor for that place of resting, trusting, rolling the cares over on him. Cares come, you give it to the Lord. I promise you, sometimes before you can get the whole prayer out of your mouth, it comes again to choke, to give you the chokehold, to put the anvil of pressure on your chest, bring fear in front of your face, panic in your heart. There'll be people, there'll be circumstances, there'll be evidence contrary to what the word says. But the strong spirit of a man will sustain you to labor. No, I'm entering the rest. No, I refuse fear. No, I refuse anxiety. No, I refuse to let go of the peace that Jesus promised to me. And not letting circumstances or people or the world or the system or anything else rob that from you. And it requires that stand. But the wonderful thing is that all those things start working together for the good of those that are working it by loving God and doing what we're called to do. not being a quitter, not giving up, but pressing in to Him. And never forget that though we're feeding on the Word of God and we're praising the Lord and we're speaking faith, none of that is apart from the grace of God. It's none of it is apart from the Spirit of God. None of it is apart from Jesus, our Savior, our Master. And none of it is apart from our Father who loves us, is for us and with us, and is our support and our strengthener and our standby. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, amen. All right, stand up with me, please. We're going to make this declaration of faith where our strength is concerned. I want you to believe God. I want you to use your faith. I want you to exercise your faith as we say these words. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Say this. I am strong.
I am strong.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
And in the power of His might.
And in the power of His might.
The name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord.
Is a strong tower.
Is a strong tower.
And I run into it.
I run into it.
Let the weak say.
Let the weak say.
I am strong.
I am strong.
I am strong in faith.
I am strong in faith.
Giving glory to God.
Giving glory to God.
For by you, Lord.
For by you, Lord.
I have run through a troop.
I have run through a troop.
By my God.
By my God.
Have I leaped over a wall.
Have I leaped over a wall.
It is God.
It is God.
That girds me with strength.
That girds me with strength.
And makes my way perfect.
And makes my way perfect.
I am strong in the Lord.
I am strong in the Lord.
And in the power of His might.
And in the power of His might.
Now say this. I am a strong spirit.
I am a strong spirit.
I have a strong soul.
I have a strong soul.
I live in a strong body.
I live in a strong body.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now let's praise Him and glorify Him for that.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Altar ministers, come on up to the front if you would, please.